Hello, everyone. This is him downstairs. Thanks for stopping by the basement for the Gorilla Staring podcast, where we're taking a trip down the rabbit hole in my mind. And who knows what I might talk about, what I might say. I'll tell you this. Whatever goes down will be spicy and feisty. So maybe you're off to work or on your break eating your cheese sandwich. So sit back, relax, have some snacks, and let's go.
Hello, everybody. It's him downstairs, still making noise in the basement. Thank you for coming to the Gorilla Spitting Podcast. It's been about a week. And still have my same job, the new job. Still playing Starfield a little bit. Not as much as I used to. And getting ready for new things coming up. My mother's supposed to be coming down in the next couple of weeks, so that's going to be interesting. I haven't spoke to her. I haven't seen her. Last time I seen her, I think that's when she had COVID. So sorry about it. I'm enjoying the last bit of this Coke before not cocaine, Coca-Cola. Sorry. But yeah, I haven't seen her in a bit, so it's going to be interesting, action-packed 2 weeks with her. I mean, I'm still going to be working. I'm not taking time off and all that. I have to work, man. Got to pay those bills, you know. So what new things have developed so far that I can see? Well, I just noticed this on the news that, and believe me, this, if I say this, thinking that, you know, some people are going to think I'm one side or next. But I know the House Speaker got replaced, or not replaced, got ousted. I think it's Kevin McCarthy. Yeah. Apparently his brethren, or the Republicans didn't trust him, or a majority of them didn't trust him. So they ousted him as the Speaker of the House. So they're going to try, I don't know, they have some possibilities. None of them seem to be enthralled with doing it. It's kind of like everyone's doing it like a dare and then see what happens. So they didn't trust him. Like, basically, he supposedly, the people that are wanted him out, saying that he, made backdoor deals with the Democrats and also with the president. So it's gonna be an interesting thing of politics, with the next couple of years, especially with elections coming. I don't know. I have a feeling that, that the United States might go to war with Russia just as a stalemate, just to avoid the election. I don't know. People in their history have done worse, Well, not worse like dealing with nuclear weapons. So keep that in mind, I think this one's going to be a short one today. I mean, we're going to be going on the nose of 15 minutes. Before usually I had like a lot of stuff to say, but because of, just been at a loss of words and such. Just been listening to like different podcasts and stuff. Matter of fact, I actually got invited. Well, not invited. There's this site called podmatch.com, and I guess it's sort of like a date. They're trying to make it like a date. It's not a dating app, but an app where, like dating, like a dating app, you choose people, you choose a person that you like, and then you're interested. But it's like you have a podcast, they have a podcast, you have a need, they have a need. Excuse me, and you meet, and you kind of hook up and make, the magic happen or whatever. I don't know. I'm not too, I do actually need people. I find conversations with people, especially when we talk about specific common interests and such, I find it very interesting. Even if stuff that's not even, I don't have anything in common with that person, I find it interesting. Because for me, it's just learning something like new context, or such. I created a profile there, and it said it had nobody for me. So it's like, what the fuck? It's like, god damn, I can't get along with anybody, It kind of reminded me at work, the last couple of weeks. And I don't know, I find this cemetery job somewhat intriguing, but exhausting. And when I mean exhausting, like mentally exhausting, because One, I'm learning a new job. Number two, it's a cemetery. So the mood is somber, and the people that you meet, they're grieving. So I'm not trying to get feedback from them, but I'm learning a new concept of how to engage and communicate and interact with people that are grieving, you know? And then I'm dealing with the multiple personalities of, mind you, when I'm being trained, I'm not being trained by one individual. I'm being trained by at least 4 to 5 different individuals. And each of them have their own complexities, their own, you know, their way of doing things. And so one day I'm training with one person and so everything's good, but then the next day I'm training with another person. And so what you learned from yesterday doesn't apply to today. And they kind of, you know, that person might disagree. Oh, well, you're not supposed to say this. You're supposed to do that. You know, you're supposed to say this. You're not supposed to do this. You're supposed to do that. If they're here, then it's like, oh my God. It's like dealing with a patient with multiple personalities. You're trying to figure out which, can we stick to the script? Which one are you today? Which one is it that I'm talking to right now? Oh boy, yeah, that's funny. And oh man, I'm glad it rained. I'm glad it rained today. Yeah, finally in Houston, I'm sick of this this heat. It's like fucking retarded, man. And oh my God, I had to go through three shirts today, because not only I sweat profusely, you know, out there in the sun, but it was raining, right? So they were like, oh yeah, we got to get you a jacket, you know, like to wear, you know, like a raincoat. And I'm like, dude, you put something on my ass, I'm gonna burn up. I just always burn up. I get too hot. Like I kid you not, in the military, I never needed to go to the sauna, because myself was the sauna itself. I would get hot. If it rained, I would get warm, right? And I'm working or moving, and so I would just instantly heat up. And I would go through so many shirts, so many tops. Oh my God, it was just crazy. Like, so I went to 2 shirts today, you know? And then I got wet. I got really wet because I didn't wear no raincoat. I didn't have an umbrella because I was constantly moving back and forth, you know? An urn monument, setting the monument up for a casket, you know, putting the casket on the church tray or church truck. I forgot what it's called. It's sort of like a extended cart. You just place the coffin on and you roll them, you know, and dealing with the intricacies of each person I'm training with. And dealing with my boss, in some ways, trying to recruit me to stay in the cemetery organization, which I'm kind of like, I'm only gonna be here for a while, but I don't know. He kind of backed me in a corner and said, "Hey, we need people like you." I don't know. He just said, "You find out that I believe what he was saying is that he thinks I'm very capable of going high in the ranks of, you know, in the National Cemetery, you know, realm or organization, right? You know, I mean, I already have goals as far as, you know, as far as I wanting to do. But yeah, I find it's just mentally exhausting. It's just the mental gymnastics of just dealing with each individual is like fucking crazy. It's like you're dating someone, and then now you're being one type of person to this individual, and now you have to be another person, you know, another person. And they're old men, and I love them to death, but Jesus Christ. Man, it's just a doozy. And, man, I don't know, you know, I had an interview a while back, I guess a couple of weeks, and that went nowhere. That went dead in the water. I knew I wasn't going to get the job. Just somehow, person was like pretty, and I'm talking about a male, you know, pretty male, nice degrees, nice little setup and stuff. But I just felt like shit. He ain't gonna give me this job because I'm not cute, you know. No, I'm. Some parts are like, oh, you being jealous? And like, no, I ain't. It's not jealous. It's like sometimes you can just read the room, you know. I mean, for me, it's just it may, and you know, I'm probably wrong most of the time, but you know, you just kind of the questions people will ask you, and then sometimes you just don't have anything really to, you know. I find this interesting in interviews, that, and I've been to several of them, right? Some I cared about, you know, deeply, and some I just didn't give a shit about, you know, like, whatever, right? And the ones I didn't give a shit about, I would get, you know, feedback or another interview or let's start something, right? And then the other ones were kind of like, we already decided who we want. Before I say that, I'll just say this. I noticed things that, as far as getting an interview, it's always good to look up the website, look up the company, kind of see where their mission is, their values, according to what's said on the internet. Because just because that's their mission and values doesn't mean it backs up. It's all preliminary. It's all like foreplay. You're just trying to get the person started, you know, and you're just saying, okay, does this turn you on? Is this, do you like, you know, listening to Kenny G, or do you like, or fucking Cool in the Gang, or I don't know what the fuck you, whatever you, whatever you listen to, I don't give a shit. So anyway, but with looking up their website, it's just like a nod to them saying, okay, I'm looking at your company, I'm interested. You know, I mean, that's like the thing now. It's just like you're gathering intel, versus before you didn't. You know, some people just didn't know what the job was, and I think it's one of those things. If they like you, they're just going to accept you regardless. Now, if you come up there with nothing, you know, and some person is less desirable but has the qualifications, then you know it's a tough decision supposedly. But then some are like. It's like I interviewed this one job and they actually picked me. I was third place, right? They already had this person in mind, which I get it. I'm always not going to be picked, you know, for whatever reason, right? So I guess I was picked, right? And the person, and one of the people that was there at the interview, we became good friends later. She told me, yeah, you were like our third slot. I was like, really? Thanks. Like, I'm already, you don't know what kind of mood I am. But then when she told me that, I'm like, fucking outstanding. Like, can't you just keep your mouth fucking shut and not tell me something like that? It's almost like saying your zipper's undone, and yeah, I'm not wearing any underwear, so you just see. It's like, fuck me. Anyway, the interview, I had two interviews. One interview was for a counseling job. I felt like I was talking to my faculty advisor, you know. It's just dead in the water. Like, what are we talking about? Like, we wouldn't even meet in any circumstances whatsoever. Like, if he was my counselor, I probably would just be like, meh, I'm not gonna do it. So maybe he read that for me. The energy was off. My energy was off. You know, whatever. And I think it's one of those things, you have to be attractive, for a job. In most cases, as far as being comfortable, you have to have an appearance. You have to be very smart, or you have to be attractive. I think it's one of those things where it's like back then, let's say 30 or 40 years ago, and even when it works today, if you wanted an administration job, it was, you know, predominantly, it was mostly female. And most of the time, you wanted to have an attractive person, you know, someone appealing that customers would come back, and, you know, especially if it was some type of situation where a lot of men would come back to, would go to, then you would want someone who's attractive, because then that, it's like, oh, it's nice and comfortable. Maybe she might be appealing, you know, maybe it's going to turn, oh, why is my computer doing this shit? My computer again. It's always slow when I'm recording for some damn reason. Anyway, but yeah, you want something like that. And then later on, you know, soon as, you know, anyone can be an administrative assistant, then sometimes it's also a security issue. You know, sometimes you want someone be intimidating, you know, like, okay, in case if you're protected, like, if, you know, if you work at a, you know, I wouldn't say at a bank, but like a nightclub or something, you have like your bouncers, but you have that intimidation factor right there. Right. So, but I know when it comes to certain types, some people, they want a certain persuasion, because, like I said, I applied, okay, I'll just go into my story. I applied for a job, this was probably like 10 or 15 years ago. It was applying for an X-ray tech job. Yeah, I remember this. And the guy, or the person who interviewed me, he had other candidates, right? But then he had two female techs, and for some reason, he kind of gave it away, because I was sitting there, and I didn't have any, you know, I think I was shooting x-rays for a few years, so I was qualified for it, and I was just certified. And so, you know, I explained to him I was in the military, blah, blah, blah. I've been shooting x-rays, you know, in different hospitals, from level one traumas to, you know, small clinics. So, you know, pretty much, and I'm very self-sufficient, autonomous. You know, I worked in late night shifts by myself, worked in, you know, ER, whatever. You know, gave him the whole kit, you know, whole kit and caboodle, everything. And when he came out, right, he came talk to me. He was very, like, I had this feeling he didn't want me there. But I still did the interview. It was, you know, and I look at interviews like that as, even if you're, you got to read the people. You got to read the people, see, they're looking at your verbal cues, their nonverbal cues. You know, they're looking at your attitude, your stance. They'll ask you some, you know, these stupid mundane questions. I mean, some of them are spot on, but then they ask me these mundane questions, just like, really? And then you can be confident, but then sometimes confidence can be considered arrogance. And to some person, they think of it in a scenario, well, he's very arrogant. It's like, okay, well, arrogant, you know, it's not like you've known me for years and years and say, oh, he's very arrogant. Like, that's the first thing. It's more like nowadays I see with job interviews that they look at things to discredit you, to see how you are unqualified versus qualified. Like everyone is qualified. It's kind of like, instead, you know, innocent until proven guilty. Now it's guilty until proven innocent. It's like, okay, we're going to find the least amount of shit that you get the job. It's like, or the least amount of shit that we think that you have problems with or issues or we see, then you'll get the job. Anything else? No, you ain't going to get the job. So anyway, I just don't think I was this guy's taste. But anyway, the interview, right? So there's these two girls. They're sitting next to me. One of them was kind of cute. The other one was like, whatever. So he comes out and his demeanor changed from very, not stern, but very like he looked like one of those action, like the one of those emojis with no expression at all. And as soon as he saw the girls, he lit up like a fucking Christmas tree. I was just like, oh my God, he's pussy whipped. It's like, I'm not, you know, I just can't escape it. Sometimes I just wish I could go to, it's kind of like I wish I can go to a place where I can be accepted. Cause you know, I understand where people say that, be accepted. And then other people are like, I don't give a damn. I'm just going to do my thing and people are going to accept me and I don't care. No, everyone wants to be a place where they feel welcome and appreciated. Even in a relationship, you want to feel appreciated. You don't want to feel like you're just doing all the heavy lifting and all the supporting and then you're not getting anything reciprocated. At least it's genuine reciprocation, you know, true, honest reciprocation, not just, oh, I'm just doing it just to do it. And then once my 5 minutes are done, then I can get the fuck out of here. No, you don't. Nobody wants that, you know. So anyway, So, you know, hearing my new supervisor tell me this, like, it seems like in his eyes, I'm quite capable of even taking his job or doing his job, which kind of makes it like, wow, it's almost like anyone could do this job. I'm not saying that, but I have different aspirations, you know, and such, you know, I have other goals, but I think I'm going to play my cards with this, you know, look at this, don't look this, let's look this gift horse in the mouth and then just ride with it, right? You know, I'm not stopping all my, you know, I'm not stopping my, you know, I'm still taking my exam. Actually, I take it in 2 weeks. So, and then I will be doing cybersecurity in December. And I'm hearing all these people make all this money. I'm so scared that I'm going to ride the cybersecurity train at the last moment and where everyone now it's oversaturated. Everybody's broke. It's like, fuck, why did I spend 26 weeks in this bullshit? Yeah. Because even the person that I watch now on YouTube, she quit the cybersecurity gig. But I think it's because she's probably making more money on YouTube telling people how to get into cybersecurity. So it's kind of like, you see what advantage you're working at. You got to look at advantage. I realized myself, even, I'm just not a good YouTuber. Just like there's millions and millions of YouTubers who are just not going to make it. You know, you got that 1% that's going to make it, you know. Then you get controversy, then you get canceled. Then you go to Rumble, and then you go into, you know, to content oblivion after that. Start going on Twitch or some shit. It's not like you're going to get a show. You know, everyone's trying to make their money here. And I think that's where I have to stop. I have to, and this is a serious ramble, which I'm probably going to end in the next 2 minutes, 2 or 3 minutes. But I have to seriously start thinking about, as far as YouTube, you know, not to do it anymore. You know, I mean, and I'm really, and I'm honestly, I'm not doing it. I mean, I haven't streamed anything, but it's like, dude, I was just, there's, what game was I playing? Cyberpunk, the new one, the Phantom Liberty. I like it. I wanted to stream it, but then I was like, I don't know. I just, nothing. Yeah. So we're going with this again. I was going to talk about something else. I was going to talk about guns, but I'm kind of in a rut right now, so I probably won't talk about guns. I will record one more session probably next week, and then after that I'm gonna do something on the holiday. I gotta clean up my place during the holidays because, like, get ready for my mom coming and other things. So anyway, that's gonna be about it. I know this one wasn't as fun. I didn't have a wild story. Had some interesting things come up and such, and yeah, anyway, I'm still doing the mug contest. No one has applied for it or sent a mention to email or anything, so just send me an email or such, you know, gorillaspinning@gmail.com, or send me a hi or the word shekels and either on Twitter or X or Instagram on Gorilla Spinning. And if, hey, you might just win a mug, coffee mug. Oh, by the way, I sent these coffee mugs to my aunt, and she was happy. She liked the designs. However, she did not like the fact that they were small. They're like your 8-ounce cup of coffee, your regular. And she was like, dude, I drink mugs, you know, like 15 ounces and shit. I was like, damn, you need that much coffee? Shit. Anyway, I'm probably going to do is chill out. I wanted to smoke a cigar tonight, but I don't have the time. I'll probably smoke tomorrow, and go for a walk. All right, I'll be back next week. All right, everyone, peace.